This goes to Dr. Freestone, Freestone, fax 989-875-8304, regarding Mary Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R. Date of birth is February 1st, 1949. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Cooper with stage 3 to 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, proteinuria, and chronic atrial fibrillation. Her last visit was June 21st of 2021. She's had several issues since she's been seen last. She was hospitalized in Spectrum in Grand Rapids. After she had a left kidney stone with hydronephrosis. That was in August of 2021. And she was admitted for stent placement and kidney stone removal 9-3 of 2021 and discharged on 9-6. She had to stay several days because blood pressure was very high while she was hospitalized. It was high at the time of admission also. She does have a urologist now, and she is being seen by him on a routine basis also. And she also has been seen at the Alma Wound Clinic. Initially, she was seen on July 29th of this year. For a wound on her left side of her lower jaw that started out as a small pimple that she opened by picking at it. And she also had a wound on her right lower leg over her shin that was also a blister that she itched and opened. And she has been being followed on a regular basis for these wounds, and both have been improving on a slow but at a slow basis, but they are improving over time. She has lost 19 pounds since her visit in June here. No current pain or urgency secondary to the kidney stone. She wasn't aware of what type of kidney stone that was removed, but that was sent for analysis. And the wound on the chin, on the left side of her face, is actually quite deep with the fat layer showing, according to the note in August, when she was admitted in August for renal colic on the left. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is now clear without cloudiness or blood. No pain in either side, either left or right kidney area. No abdominal pain. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. She does have stress incontinence, however, and that is unchanged. No headaches or syncopal episodes. Medications. The medication list is reviewed. She does take several supplements. She's anticoagulated with Coumadin for the chronic atrial fibrillation. She's on hydralazine, 75 milligram twice a day, alternating with 50 milligram twice a day. And Lasix is 40 milligram once daily. New medications are metoprolol succinate, 50 milligram daily, lisinopril, 10 milligram daily, and low dose aspirin, 81 milligram daily. She takes 500 milligram of calcium also at bedtime. Physical examination, the only vital sign the patient could get today was her weight. That is 198 pounds. And her previous weight in June was 217. And labs, most recent lab studies were done December 15th of 2021. And her creatinine level had increased to 1.7. It was 1.76 in December of 2018 also, but usual levels are running between 1.1 and 1.3 when she's checked. And calcium 9.6, albumin is 3.9, Electrolytes are normal. Estimated GFR with 1.7 creatinine is 29. Her hemoglobin is 12.1 with normal white count, normal platelets, and normal differential. Assessment and plan, stage 3 to 4, currently stage 4, chronic kidney disease, secondary to recent left hydronephrosis with left renal calculi that has been removed. Also, the wound on her chin, on the left side of her face, and also the wound on her shin, S-H-I-N. The patient will have lab studies done again for us this month, January of 2022. Hopefully, the creatinine will be back down to her baseline, which would be between 1.2 and 1.3. She will probably need to do labs every 1 to 3 months, depending on the result that we get back in January. She should follow a low-salt diet and avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And she's going to have a recheck visit in this office in 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.